Good morning. It is the Community Collective here every Sunday mornings on Old School 104.7. I am your host, Romeric. And in studio today, I have Time for Change Foundation Executive Director Vanessa Perez. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
You look
like you're ready to get some information out there to the people.
I'm excited to be here.
All right. Before we do that, though, let's talk about Vanessa. Where did you come from and how did you get into the Time for Change Foundation?
Okay, well, quick history. I was actually born and raised here in the city of San Bernardino.
There you go.
I went up through the San Bernardino School
District.
Definitely. I attended Cal State San Bernardino, got my bachelor's in communications there. Funny story is I actually was looking to get into journalism. I was interning at a local radio station back in the day.
Okay.
And I had just a complete life change and felt like God called me out of the radio and out of communications. And he led me to Time for Change Foundation, where I found an internship opportunity in their communications department. And so I learned a lot about what women needed at Time for Change. I was able to help women. This organization was doing great things in the community to help homeless women and their children. And so I was introduced to the organization back then and began this internship that led me here 12 years later.
And look, now you're back in communications because you're on the radio again.
I'm back behind the mic. Exactly.
All right. So let's talk about the Time for Change Foundation and what you guys offer for the community.
Yes. Time for Change Foundation began in 2002, and it was founded by Kim Carter then, now Miss Kim Carter Tillman. And she is a formerly incarcerated African-American woman who went through the struggles of drug addiction, cycling in and out of prison, not being able to have her daughter due to all of these things. And when she had access to one drug treatment program, it changed her forever. And she's been over 30 years clean and sober ever since. And so what God had her do was start a place to help women that were just like her. So we started with one 6-bed shelter, and now we operate over 18 locations throughout Northern and Southern California. And we provide housing and supportive services to homeless women and children. So here in San Bernardino, we have a couple of different emergency shelters. We actually developed our own affordable housing apartment building in downtown San Bernardino called the Phoenix Square, and we operate permanent supportive housing. So we've incorporated a lot of different direct and supportive services, incorporated evidence-based programs to help these women become self-sufficient. So our goal is to help connect them to licensed drug and alcohol outpatient, to therapy, to legal services, family reunification. A lot of them have their kids in the system. And so they're trying to get their kids back. So we have case management on site and all types of supportive services so we can help them reunify with their kids.
And I don't think people realize what incarceration does to a person and how psychologically traumatic it is. You know, just, I don't care if it's 30 days to 30 years. It's just when you spend those times behind that bar, it does something to you. It's kind of like almost a deflation type situation.
And their kids.
Yes. And then trying to come back out and reinsert themselves into what you call, I guess, normality.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate the what you guys are doing. Let's go ahead and just talk about the Time for Change Foundation and what else you guys are offering as far as the rehabilitation.
Sure. So housing is the foundation. Without safe, clean, stable housing, you cannot focus on getting your kids back. You can't focus on getting a job, going to work, going back to school,
any of that stuff. Yeah.
So housing is number one, of course. And then all the other supportive services that we provide really contribute to these women regaining self-sufficiency, regaining self-confidence, and being able to have self-esteem. A lot of them come from violence and abuse, substance abuse, incarceration. And so we're just helping to reestablish these women to have the confidence they need to get decent living wage employment, to get their kids back and to be the mothers that they've always wanted to be. And so we began serving women. And then in 2018, we actually expanded our services to the Bay Area. And today we are serving formerly incarcerated men, helping them rehabilitate back into society.
That's good as well.
And a lot of these men are lifers. So what does that mean? These men have been doing 25 plus years. So coming out of prison, thinking about that.
Coming out of prison, there was no cell phones when they went in.
Look,
there was,
bus stops
didn't
talk. Street lights didn't talk to you. There weren't 50,000 types of ketchups and salad dressings.
And there was a little bit more patience back then.
A lot more patience. A lot. There was a lot more patience. And so it's very slow. They're coming from a slow-paced lifestyle.
Right.
into this fast-paced world, having to make tons of decisions and not really knowing what to do. And so you can imagine the type of anxiety people experience the need to just help walk them through it. You know, one of the things we say at Time for Change is we don't offer a handout, we offer a hand up. And that's what we're here to do for the people that we serve. And our goal, again, is to help them be fully self-sufficient, to create thriving communities and help them in every aspect so that we can have a safe, successful, healthy community.
Great, great. Now, if I was somebody that I was listening right now to the station, I was like, yo, this might be me, or I know somebody that might need these services. How can we contact you? And is there a website that I can go to, or a phone number to call?
We've got both. Okay. So if they want to call our office directly, they can dial 909-886-2994. And if they want to visit our website, they can go to www.timeforchangefoundation.org. So it's long altogether, Time for Change Foundation.
But it's a pertinent context to what yes. needs to be going on. So let's go ahead and talk about that BBOP. You were talking about off air. Just explain the acronym of BBOP to me.
All right. So BBOP stands for Black and Brown Opportunities for Profit. So last year in 2023, Time for Change Foundation opened our first economic hub, which is an expansion or a division of Time for Change Foundation, and it's called the BBOP Center. And the BBOP Center was designed because we knew that women of color needed a place and a space to get access to the resources and the support that they need to have thriving, successful, investable businesses.
Mm, that was like the bars right there. It sounded like you were freestyling.
I'm on the radio. I was trying to throw a little bit of there.
There you go. Okay, great. And so in this year for the BBOP facility, what do you have going on? I know you have a little event coming up.
Yes. So the BBOP Center, let me just say this. The mission is to eliminate racial and gender systemic inequity by providing a protected environment where women entrepreneurs have access to what's needed to build, grow, and scale successful businesses. So we are here specifically to help do that. And we give women access to four main things: access to capital, access to technology, access to information, and access to networks. And so we have an upcoming pitch competition, which is not only available to our entrepreneurs, but this is a countywide event, a regional event. Okay. So if you are in Southern California and you are a woman of color and you have a small business, or you're an entrepreneur and you are looking to pitch your business to receive capital investment that's going to go directly to enhancing your business, then you need to come check this out. You
now,
need to be
do
there.
Do we need to register before we pull up, or can anybody walk in?
No, you definitely need to register. If you're trying to get that capital investment,
right,
you want to apply. You can visit www.bbopcenter.com, or you can call our BBOP Center office at 909-530-2267. So give us a call.
If you are just checking in, it is the Community Collective, and in studio from Time for Change Foundation, we have the Executive Director, Vanessa Perez, and she's just giving out information for all you small business persons that are looking for capital to get that small business into a big business. I suggest you go to the website one more time.
www.bbopcenter.com. That's BBOPCENTER.
And you can register for you to pitch your business and maybe receive some money or grants for your business so you can take off. That's so cool, because the only time I see that is on Shark Tank on the TV.
Exactly.
You never really see it in reality.
This is BBOP Shark Tank. So we're bringing that
there
here to the Inland Empire, something that has never been done before.
Okay.
And we are bringing that right here.
So
to
this is
going to
be your first annual pitch.
First annual pitch competition for the entire region. Yes, we've done many competitions inside of the BBOP for our entrepreneurs themselves.
You.
And to date, we've already invested over $193,000 of capital into these small businesses. We have helped 163 entrepreneurs since we opened doors last March. And we're really excited because this is only the beginning. Right now, there are 1.2 million women of color in the Inland Empire. So our goal over the next 5 years is to tap into 5% of that, which is 76,000 women. So we intend on reaching 76,000 women in the Inland Empire through the BBOP Center by providing them with all of these resources and services to help build, grow, and scale their businesses.
And I can see you hitting those numbers.
Sure.
I can see you guys hitting those numbers.
Oh,
For sure.
Definitely. This is going to be held at the BBOP Center.
At the BBOP Center. And where is it located?
599 North Arrowhead Avenue in San Bernardino, 92401.
If you are a entrepreneur, female, and you want to get registered, make sure you register for this. This is a great opportunity for you to get your business off the ground. It is the Community Collective. If you're just checking in right now, we have the executive director, Vanessa Perez from Time for Change Foundation. I do appreciate you coming in. Are there any shout outs or anybody that you want to give a highlight to right now before we go?
I just want to shout out every person out there that has ever invested in Time for Change Foundation. We just had our annual awards gala. So we've had a bunch of sponsors, people coming out. And so I want to shout out those sponsors and every funder and supporter and individual donor. We cannot do this work without you. And if you are just hearing about Time for Change Foundation and the Bebop Center and you want to be a part of it, please, please, please reach out to us. We are always looking for supporters. We're looking for investors in businesses. We're looking for volunteers. And we have tons of those opportunities waiting for you to join us.
So, and that's why we brought you on the Community Collective, so that more people can hear you and get your voice out there to a bigger community.
Yes.
Here at Old School 104.7 is getting you guys to make sure that you guys know who each other are.
Yes.
Make sure you guys are communicating, because right. with more hands in the pot, there's an easier way to carry the pot.
Absolutely.
So I do appreciate you guys coming in. It is the Community Collective. If you have an outreach program, community service program, or a community leader, please contact us at 1047cs@gmail.com. Or if you heard anything that you liked today and you didn't get the information, you can contact us here at 909-619-2932. Or you can call the Time for Change Foundation direct line at 909-886-2994. Now, Vanessa, it is an open door policy for you, so we're going to have to bring you back a little bit later just to do an update on how many numbers you hit. But
look,
I'm looking for you to hit that 76,000.
Oh, we're
ready.
That
76,000.
Thank you. I'm excited. Whenever you need me to come back, I'm here.
For sure, for sure. And make sure you send me the information for your pitch competition, because I want to get that on our social media as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
All right, Vanessa, thank you for coming in. It is the Community Collective here every Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. Good morning.